There will soon enter upon your world a despot. Number two, I call him. But many have named him, and the Book of Life refers to him as the Antichrist. Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 17, quote, "And the Antichrist coming is according to the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all wicked deception to those who are perishing. For they have not received the love of the truth that they might be saved. Therefore, God sends them a misleading influence, that they may believe falsehood, that all may be judged who have not believed the truth, but have preferred wickedness. But we, brethren, beloved of God, are bound to give thanks to God always for you, because God has chosen you as first fruits unto salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. For this purpose he has also called you by our preaching to gain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold the teachings which you have learned, whether by word or by letter of ours. And may our Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father, who has loved us and has given us through grace everlasting consolation and good hope, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of catastrophic events that are to happen. She came to prepare us and save us from these dreadful events if we will only listen and follow her instructions. There will be a miraculous spring very soon in front of the flagpole at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York. It will be called the Lourdes of America. Veronica suffered greatly for the salvation of souls. She experienced the passion of our Lord and had the stigmata, the wounds of Christ in her hands, feet, and forehead. She is known as Veronica of the Cross. On August 3, 1995, Veronica went to her eternal reward. Her dying wish is that we continue to spread the message of Our Lady of the Roses until the second coming of our Lord. The prophecies which you are about to hear were given at prayer vigils held at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadow, Corona Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York. Veronica described everything she saw and repeated everything she heard. All was recorded on an audio tape, later transcribed and sent throughout the world. The rosaries recited continuously during these prayer vigils still being held from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. about 30 times a year. Over the years, tens of thousands of people around the world have received and are still receiving great spiritual and physical cures through Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on October 6, 1992. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
"I can see Our Lady coming through the sky. Oh, she's just beautiful. There's no way I can explain the brilliance and the beauty of our Blessed Mother. And she, I was quite weak when I arrived here, but I feel stronger already. I feel that Our Lady, Our Lady is smiling now, and she's nodding her head. She's looking all about her, and she's pointing down to the crucifix. Now, Our Lady said to extend the crucifix high up into the air, that she is going to place upon this crucifix the power of cures and conversions, cures of the body and cures of the spirit. Now, Our Lady is extending her hands out like this. I can see her very clearly. People have asked me in the past, how young or how old does our Blessed Mother look? She looks really young, and I couldn't put an age upon her. The light is touching my left hand for some reason. The lights on Our Lady's fingers, they're cutting down through my fingers now, and I can feel the rays now from her left hand, that's on our right side, coming down now onto the ground. But they seem to go beyond us here, over into the rope. I can see, though my back is to it, I can see Our Lady is showing me the rope behind us. I do believe it's the infirm circle. Yes, Our Lady is nodding, yes. Now, Our Lady is looking all about her, and she's extending her hands out, and she's saying, pray, a firm act of contrition, one Our Father and one Hail Mary, and you will look up again, my child, as I will stay here. This is for a reason. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. A certain act of contrition. Oh, my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I confess to all my sins, because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell. But most of all, because I love thee, my God, who are all good and deserving of all my love, I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to mend my life. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Our Lady is smiling. Oh, I only wish we could get a portrait of Our Lady as she's smiling now. You feel, the feeling is beyond human words to describe. She's so beautiful, and you feel so relaxed, as though you don't have a problem in the world. Our Lady has an aura about her, and I'm certain that this aura is also encircling many upon the ground. Now Our Lady is looking about her, and she's touching her fingers to her lips like this, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, and especially you, my child Veronica, I brought you here this evening because I had a dire and urgent message for the world at this time. The Eternal Father, his hand is now getting ready for a chastisement upon mankind. I say this to you all, do not be afeard, for all who have remained faithful and true shall escape this punishment. my child and my children. As it was in the past, so it shall be. There are many now foul deeds being committed upon the earth that cry to heaven for retribution. The leaders of your country have lost their ways, my child and my children. They are now making sin a way of life. In my past, my own experiences, my child and my children, I went through great sorrow and saw this persecution set upon my son by the world. Now he is made to suffer anew, and I join him on his new cross. Yes, my child and my children, mankind is re-crucifying my son. They have forgotten. They have lost their way. My child and my children, the pages are turning fast in the apocalypse. Have you listened to my counsel in the past, my children? Are you making an effort to study the book of life and love, your Bible? There is not much time left. Many will be taken from the earth. I will not at this time, my child and my children, go into full detail. However, I want you to stretch the knowledge of Sodom and Gomorrah. You saw in the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, it's obliteration by fire and brimstone. Can you expect less of a trial, my children? You do not listen. You do not learn from your past. You are on the same road to perdition. The Eternal Father has watched with hope and with his convictions now coming to the point of great knowledge to him. He finds that at this time, many must be taken from the earth. Your word of homosexuality can be explained by the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Read in your Bibles or consult your clergy. Find yourselves, my children, a humble, pious clergy. Many have fallen away from the faith. Many have sold their souls to get to the head. And this, my children, I say of all denominations.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns to the earth. Our Lady has just counseled us that we must study the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. On June 9, 1979, our Lord said, "You will understand also that changes must not be made in your Bible. They will distort, confuse, confound, and destroy. There must be no changes made now in the Book of Life and Love," unquote. On March 24, 1974, St. Paul appeared to Veronica and said, "You will read the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. However, you will not place your souls in jeopardy by reading printings after Earth Year 1964, unquote. Some of the words omitted from the newer versions of the Bible are soul, hell, charity, and host. We have available a Bible that has not been changed, the Douay Rheims version of the Bible, published in 1899. It is 5.5 by 8.5 inches and has a black padded leather cover embossed with gold stamping. This beautiful Bible costs $37 plus $6 shipping and handling and can be ordered from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. These Last Days radio program is now on the World Wide Web, the Internet, at tldm.org. Will you help us spread Our Lady's messages of warning and hope through this worldwide website by making a special gift of $10, $20, $50, or even $100? We are also ready to prepare another magazine, but need funds to do so before we can go to press. This magazine will also be on the Internet at tldm.org. With your gift, we can reach 37 million American and Canadian homes and homes around the world that are already on the Internet. In coming months, this number will multiply dramatically as more and more computers and televisions are hooked up to the Internet. Will you help make an extra generous gift this month? Can I count on your help? Our Lady needs your help. Don't let her down. Say a prayer to her and ask her to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. You may use your Visa, MasterCard, or American Express and call during the week, days 8 to 5, at 800-333-2046, or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. On June 30th, 1984, Our Lady said, "I cry, my tears fall upon you, my children. Oh, how blind many are. I love each and every child that has been placed upon earth, but my heart is burdened by those who have been aborted. The Eternal Father sent the little ones upon your earth for a reason, and they were murdered. This shall not be allowed. They were murdered. Any country that allows the murders of the young and the unborn shall be destroyed." Unquote. If we don't stop abortion in the United States, God will destroy America before year 2000. A vote for pro-choice or pro-abortion candidates is a vote for the destruction of this country. Vote pro-life and save America. And now we will again return to the Bayside Prophecies given on October 6, 1992. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
"My child and my children, you will continue to pray for your vicar in Rome. At this very moment, there is now being held a conference in secret to the world for his extermination, and to place upon the seat of Peter the despot. Yes, my child, you've heard that word before, the despot. I say it for reason. You will continue to pray a vigil, a prayer for the clergy of the world. Darkness has descended upon my son's churches upon earth. Whatever shall become of you all in the chaos that is fast coming to your country and other nations of the world, there will soon enter upon your world a despot, number two, I call him, that many have named him, and the Book of Life refers to him as the Antichrist. Yes, my children, you will recognize him by his deeds. Many will sell their souls to him to get to the head. But all that is rotten will fall eventually. No matter what the struggle to keep the light in your country and the world, you will go forward as soldiers of light, carrying your banner, faithful and true, in the face of adversity."
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on October 6, 1992. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Bayside from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you now and your listeners once again. Now, I have the continuation of my memories with Veronica of the Cross. Since 1975, should Veronica desire to make an important decision regarding the shrine work, she would phone me and request I take a photo and inform her what I saw on the photo. I would take the photo in front of my altar. I would light 3 blessed candles, bless my camera with holy water. I bless myself and say 3 Hail Marys, and then take the photo. The photo would have a number of symbols such as 7s and 3s, a goat or a bird, or rosaries and letters A and P and so forth. I would phone Veronica and tell her what appeared on the photo. Veronica would do the interpretation. Now, I have albums of these miraculous photos. As Veronica would say, it is our direct line from heaven. Now, since Veronica's death, a number of people have sent me miraculous photos for me to interpret. Veronica was the only one who could do this interpretation. Now, in the message of May 18, 1975, Jesus said to Veronica, "Your spouse will instruct my child Anne to bring forth 2 photographs. Only you will know the meaning of these photographs." And in the message of August 5, 1975, regarding photos, Our Lady said, "I understand, my child, that you receive many requests. You must tell these dear souls that we are not in the fortune-telling business." And that's all. That's to be continued. That was the end of that quotation. Now, I have a letter here from a testimony from Buffalo, New York, to Our Lady of the Roses. The enclosed check of $5 is a little token of thanksgiving for the rose petals that you sent to me. What a delight it was to receive them. I apply them to my legs, which have been draining for years now. They are healed for the last 6 months. I've had no recurrence. I pray that all will have confidence in our Blessed Mother for all she is willing to do for her children who are suffering in these troublesome times. May I have some more rose petals to give to my friends who are asking for them?" And then that is signed. Then I have another one here from Trenton, New Jersey, to Our Lady's workers. "I am writing to thank you for all your prayers to let you know about this beautiful miracle the Lord has given me. I am a hairdresser for 25 years. For some years way back, I was having a lot of pain with my shoulders and neck, and sometimes pain was really bad. One day, a customer of mine was discussing pains, and she was having. She had gone to a chiropractor, and he worked wonders for her, so I decided I would try out some treatment. It worked at the beginning. It went on for 2 years. He kept saying, 'With your job, I don't know. You don't seem to be getting better because I keep messing up my muscles.' So one day in January this year, I had an appointment with him. I remember he was so busy. I was waiting for about a half hour. And in the meantime, I was looking at some magazines, and there was a whole bunch of New Age books. I asked the receptionist if the doctor promotes or involved in the New Age order. She said his friends send books to him, and I could help myself to them if I wanted them. At that point, I was so angry and mad that after the treatment, I made a decision, no more am I going to give this man my money. The next morning, I said my rosary and took my rose petal and rubbed it on my shoulders and neck. and prayed for a healing and forgot about it. Then at the end of the week, I realized I was healed of my pain and didn't know it. I feel so great not to be in pain. Also, my rosary, the Blessed Mother, turned a beautiful shade of gold. I am feeling such peace and contentment, I can't explain it. I am singing the praises of the Lord and the Blessed Mother to a lot of ladies and giving them the rose petals. Thank you for letting me know the Lord. Then that's the end of that testimony. And that's all I have today, Gary.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help continue our Blessed Mother's messages on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray and ask God to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.